This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here, live and in person this week for a change. And we hope you enjoyed our pre-recorded program last week with Bill Miles. That was a lot of information to digest, and we have already pre-recorded next week's show. Now, look, it's going to be great. We've got folks from DNR in here next week. Judy Brown is from Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and she's going to talk about boating safety, and it's fun. It's a fun hour. And then Eric Zlokovich, they both came into the studio, and he talked about some summer fishing opportunities and some spots that you may not have thought about. But you have to stay with us next week to hear that show. I'll be in Deep Creek at a wedding, and looking forward to that. Talked to Alan Klotz up there yesterday, and hopefully we'll have some good fishing spots and have a little time in between the wedding activities to do some fishing, so we'll be up there for a couple days. Anyway, we have a new state record snakehead this morning. We've put the current state record, the previous state record, a 17.5-something pound snakehead on the cover of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly for the summer issue. And then here this Emery Dutch Baldwin III from Indian Head and his regular bow hunting partner Franklin Shotwell were wrapping up a night of stalking northern snakehead from Baldwin's boat along the Maryland side of the Potomac River on May 20th. That would have been last Friday night. And they decided to check the flats near Marshall Hall to see if the blue catfish had moved up into the grass. According to Baldwin, Franklin saw the big snakehead, but it was on my side of the boat. After quickly aiming his compound bow with a slight adjustment to account for the refracted shadow cast by the rail-mounted searchlights, he released the arrow and was immediately engaged in a tug-of-war with an 18.42-pound snakehead record. Following day, Baldwin brought the fish to Gray Brothers Market in Marbury, where it was weighed on a certified meat scale. Maryland DNR Southern Region Manager Mary Groves, who's been on this show, later confirmed the species, and the new record was made official. While state fishing records are normally awarded for fish caught by rod and reel, Maryland makes an exception for three invasive fish species, the northern snakehead, the blue catfish, and the flathead catfish. These species may be caught by any legal recreational harvest method and considered for state record recognition, but only if the fish is dispatched and capped. And what that means is you can bow fish for those three things. It didn't say that, but that's what it means. Let me read it again. While state records are normally awarded only for fish caught by rod and reel, Maryland makes an exception for three invasive fish species, northern snakehead, blue catfish, and flathead catfish. These species may be caught by any legal recreational harvest method. And I think I would have put in parentheses, including bow fishing, since that's what we're talking about, and considered for state record recognition, but only if the fish is dispatched and capped. The department also includes an invasive species award in its annual Maryland Fishing Challenge, a year-long promotion of the state's excellent fishing opportunities, and anglers who register exceptional catches of angler award eligible size receive award certificates. So there you go. So we have a new state record snakehead, which is terrific. Now, look, you're welcome to give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, or you can put a 800 in front of that, 800-922-6680, and reach us from toll-free if you're calling from your home phone, your land-based phone, outside the regular Baltimore dialing area. So you're welcome to do that. And those of you who would like to contact us by email, it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We realize this is a holiday weekend and people might be sleeping in a little bit. But along those lines, look, right off the bat here, I would like to say that I would like to just thank the veterans who are alive and who have served this country through all of our wars and conflicts, including Vietnam veterans, including our wonderful World War II veterans, including those who were in the Korean conflict, including those who served in the Middle East, in all the recent wars and conflicts. And you men have served your country. Some have paid the ultimate sacrifice. Many have come back with scars, physical scars, and scars that can't be seen. You have seen things that none of us would ever hope to see or would never want to see in our worst nightmares, and you've seen them. And you've dealt with them. So I would just like to say from the Outdoors and Radio Show and from Alan Ellis, my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the ones who served to preserve the freedoms that this country was built upon and that our forefathers had in mind. Appreciation from my heart. Thank you. Let's continue on. Well, there was a big hoorah, a big uproar in the General Assembly this year about a proposal to reduce fees, including recreational fishing fees and some others. So the fee reductions have been put into place, and here is the announcement. Following Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's announcement that the state is eliminating or reducing $60 million in state-issued fees, the Department of Natural Resources outlined its proposals, which will save Marylanders approximately $2.71 million over the next 5 years. As part of the program, here you are, vets. Military veterans will receive free admission to Maryland State Park on Veterans Day. And half-price admission year-round with proof of service. In addition, fourth grade students and their families will receive free admission to all state parks through the National Park Service's Every Kid in a Park Pass. Both promotions are effective immediately. These strategically chosen reductions are another step forward in alleviating the complicated and taxing fiscal demands that have been placed on Marylanders. Natural Resources Secretary Mark Belton said, "We're grateful for Governor Hogan's commitment to reducing fees and making access to our public lands more affordable." So veterans, November 11th, make sure you go to a state park so you can get in free in November and half price the rest of the year. Now, there are some additional fees that were eliminated or even reduced. The replacement commercial fishing license fee has been eliminated. I guess if you're a waterman and lose your commercial fishing license certificate or form or whatever you got to get, and you need to replace it, even though, you know, you've had the license, you've paid for the license, if you need to replace the paper, that's free. And you know what? If I lose my fishing license or my hunting license, I can go online and print myself another one. So I don't have to pay a fee. I don't know why a commercial guy had to do that, but that fee has been eliminated. Some other major accomplishments here. The fisheries scientific collecting permit was reduced from $25 to $10. The off-road vehicle permit was reduced from $15 to $10. The captive reptile and amphibian permit was reduced from $25 to $10. The falconry permit was reduced from $25 to $10. And the resident peregrine falcon take permit was reduced from $25 to $10. That's it. So go out there and start saving your money. you reptile collectors and scientific collectors and falconers, go get them. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Whenever you're ready, we're ready to take your call right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Oh, it's not all fantastically good news. No. Two Prince George's County men were charged last Thursday with poaching 27 striped bass near Fishing Creek. I'm sorry, this was Thursday a couple weeks ago, probably around the 12th. Yep, Fishing Creek Bridge in Dorchester County. That's the bridge, one of the bridges in what they generally call the Hooper's Island area. Ooh, that's a different coffee, dark roast. Yep, these two guys from Prince George's County were on the bridge there, 27 striped bass. Limit would be two. If they were 20 inches or larger. Jose Roberto Amendrano, 24, of Fort Washington, and Jose de Jesus Garcia Pineda of Oxon Hill were stopped at 5:20 a.m. by officers on surveillance. Each man was charged with having undersized striped bass exceeding the daily catch limit, catching in a restricted area, and violating the time-of-day regulations. Jose Roberto Medrano, 24 years old, of Fort Washington, and Jose de Jesus Garcia Pineda of Oxon Hill are scheduled to appear in Dorchester County District Court on July 20th. If they are found guilty of all charges, each man could be fined as much as $6,000. Jose Roberto Medrano and Jose de Jesus Garcia Pineda, this is for you. El Limito of Strico Basso is done. Did you not read the regulations, though? I like a percussion in there. Brian Farlow's in there dancing, singing along. Thank you. You forgot your maracas? Yeah. What will it take? I actually had a suggestion. I honestly did. I had a suggestion for the Department of Natural Resources to publish the regulations in Spanish to accompany the regulations in English for fishing and crabbing. Pretty simple are my thoughts, but hey, what are yours? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have some other violations coming up here that we want to share with you. One pretty egregious involving a mother bear and Awful. Mother bear and three yearlings. And we'll tell you about that after the break. But it's time for me to tell you right now about our friends at Clyde's Sports Shop. And Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. If you need anything for fishing or crabbing this holiday weekend, we recommend that you stop in and see the folks at Clyde's Sports Shop. Why? Because they have everything you need for fishing or crabbing at Clyde Sports Shop. If you need live bait, if you need ice, if you need, crab traps, trot line, crab bait, live bait, minnows, they've got all that. Rod and reel repair. If you need a new tip put on your fishing rod, if you got it out of the, you know, basement for the first time in since last year and you want to go fishing, the tip's broke on it, take it in there, they'll slap a tip on there real quick for you. You need new line, which you always do, they'll take care of that too. So anyway, we recommend Clyde Sports Shop. They have all the tackle for panfish, trout, striped bass, largemouth, smallmouth bass, anything that you want to fish for. And they've got the advice to help you out. And they've got the 24-hour free fishing hotline, 247-FISH. That's the phone number, 410-247-FISH. Clyde's is located again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Bellway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
People pouring over our borders, wave after wave after wave of people who do not share our cultural beliefs, our beliefs about government, who do not seek to become American citizens.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Love and America. success. Be nobleness. And ever again divine. And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies.
All right. Thank you, Ray. David in Kearney, good morning. Thanks for calling in. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I want to thank you for your appreciation for the vets.
Mm-hmm.
Since I did 31 years in the Air Force, two tours in Afghanistan, Kuwait, Northern Watch, and Southern Watch, and during the Gulf War and stuff like that. So I appreciate what you did.
Thank you for your service, David, very much.
But I disagree with you on this changing our rules to Hispanic.
I didn't say change them to Hispanic. I said in addition to.
Well, these people need to assimilate into our country. Just like I'm Polish descent, my parents had to learn English and all that stuff.
Sure, I agree. Hey, listen, I agree with you 1,000%. But here's the flip side of that, and I'd like you to think about this, okay? Where these gentlemen are fishing, and I don't know where their home ground is. I don't know if they traveled down here from that area or not. But in that area, there are a tremendous number of immigrants who come in to, as I explained weeks ago, to work at the picking houses, okay?
So you're saying they're seasonal?
Seasonal migratory workers, yes, migrant workers, whatever you
okay.
want to call them, okay? But I don't know if these guys fit that bill or not, okay? I don't know. It gives their residents, they're always from Prince George's or Montgomery County for some reason. They don't show their residence as being part of Fishing Creek or Hooper's Island or Taylor's Island or Cambridge or any of that type of thing. So I don't know if these guys are coming there or not, or if that's their point of entry, their sponsor, whatever. I have no idea. Okay. But I am saying that, I'm saying that to protect our resource for the good of the resource, because these guys don't stop at one fish over the limit, okay?
I fish at Rocky Point a lot.
Yeah.
You ought to see them up there. And we got the DNR down there, and they come on a regular basis, and they go up there, and they write tickets like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, well, why don't we see those guys' names on these police blotters? What happens there? Do they pay their fine out right there? They don't hit them as hard as these guys do in Dorchester County. They
I have no idea why.
They choose people to pick and choose who to put out on the press release to make an example of. I don't understand.
I think so, because I've seen them write fines all the time out there.
Hmm. Maybe nothing as egregious as 27 fish.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Hey, look, Dave. You know, I'm not out there. I don't know, but you know, it. How about this? At least put a block in there that tells you the seasons, the dates, and the size. You know, the seasons and the bag limits on these fish. It doesn't have to be the whole book.
But if they aren't even buying licenses, so
I don't
even think they care. I think they just think they can go out and do that.
Hey, let me see if these guys are charged with fishing without a license. Having undersized striped bass, exceeding the daily catch limit, catching in a restricted area, and violating the time of day regulations. Doesn't say they didn't have a license. Or that would have likely been on there.
Yeah, but I bet you they didn't have a license.
I don't know. Well, it's not on there, so I can't speak to that.
Right, yeah. You can only go by the
fact. I only go by what I hear. So.
That's right.
But, there ought to be something. Look, they tout, I used to read them on the air about the Hispanic days and, you know, honoring our Hispanic heritage and all that stuff. And there are people within the department who speak Spanish. And I'm just thinking that, okay, why not half a page in the regulations that says, you know, that has it printed in Spanish? What's the negative side of that?
Nah, there's really no negative side of it, but.
And I understand your point.
You're going to have, for other ethnicities, you're going to have to eventually do that for them, too.
Yeah, you could be opening a door. You're absolutely right.
But, right. That's all I'm, you know, I'm getting at. That's,
yeah, but I mean, you know, I don't see a lot of Ukrainians charged with phishing violations here.
So far.
All right, David. I appreciate the call.
Good talking with you.
You take care, buddy. And again, thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye bye. Yeah, I was thinking about our president's tour of Vietnam and Japan this week, and thinking back to my dad in World War II on Peleliu in the Philippines, and some of the very few stories that he told me, but some of the things I have read about that battle and about the savagery of the enemy. My dad took shrapnel in his right shin from a grenade. My dad took a bullet, Japanese sniper bullet, and, you know, was proud to serve, and he lost buddies. And then I think about my time during the Vietnamese conflict and, you know, how we had to go and sign up for the draft. And by the time, of course, I was 18, that was 1972, it was about over. My number came up in the draft, but it was way too high to even get called. But, you know, we went, some of us were ready to go, and I didn't. I wasn't called. I could have volunteered. My dad served. My uncle served. I did not. It's kind of waiting for the draft, but it never happened for me. So I've never served. But I have always, always supported men and women in the military service. And you guys, you Vietnam veterans, let me tell you, you guys endured some stuff when you came back that era and those people that treated you badly, including our current Secretary of State, and the things that were said about you is disgraceful. And what our president did this week could have been saved for when he's out of office. I don't have any respect for what he did. And I'll leave it at that. And you can draw your own conclusions. So, vets, listen. Thanks again. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. This is bad, folks. This is very, very bad. Maryland Natural Resources police officers charged illegal bear and turkey hunters, striped bass poachers, and drunken boater in recent cases. A Garrett County man was charged, this would have been the 17th of May, with hunting black bear out of season after he shot a sow with yearlings and left it for dead. David Stephen Wall of Oakland had been warned earlier by the black bear response team to take down his bird feeders in his backyard after bears began showing up. On Monday night, Wall shot at a female bear with a .22 caliber rifle in what he said was an attempt to scare it. Instead, the bullet struck the bear, paralyzing it. The next morning, Wall called the response team after he found the bear was still alive, surrounded by its three yearlings. A biologist euthanized the bear and called for officers to investigate. The officer interviewed Wall, who said he stuck the rifle through a partially open slider door and fired at the bear on his deck about 15 feet away. The investigation concluded that Wall was not in any danger of an attack, did not have livestock or pets outside in danger, and had not called the department for assistance. Wall is scheduled to appear in Garrett County District Court on August 4th. If found guilty, he could be fined as much as $1,500. Department staff is monitoring the well-being of the yearlings. Now, the yearlings will likely be be fine. These are not necessarily newborn cubs. Yearlings is what it says. However, Mr. Wall, whose face appears in the press release, appears to be, I don't know, what would you call that look? Smug? Indignant that he got arrested? You know, like it's too much trouble for him to get his mugshot taken? It's just the kind of guy he looks like. That's all. I don't know. Maybe he's peeing his pants. But he certainly doesn't appear troubled by his actions. Anyway, I hope they do throw the book at the guy. You just don't do that. You just don't do that. There are other means and other methods. Talk to Danny on the Eastern Shore. Hey, Danny, how are you? Good morning.
Alan, how are you, buddy? I haven't seen you in a while.
That's good. It's not good you haven't seen me in a while, but I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Hey, I'm calling. I've been listening to you here about the rockfish and the Hispanics.
Yes, go ahead.
Man, I can tell you, having been down there to Hooper's Island Fishing Creek Bridge, as you know, many times over the years and dealing with the rockfish things and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Out of season, undersized.
Oh, yeah.
All that. Those guys understand every word you say. When they walk into Walmart, McDonald's, and everywhere else, they understand what's going on. And, you know, your best defense is a good offense. And if your only offense is no habla inglés, you know, that's what you play. That's the card you play. And they do.
Of course they do.
They understand. And if it's big enough to squeeze between two crackers, they'll fillet it easy. And I disagree. I certainly respect you, and you know that.
I do.
I disagree on the, you know, because they're putting the fishing or hunting regulations in Spanish or any other language because, I mean, here we are in a liberal time or whatever, so we're going to include French, we're going to include German, pretty much Italian, or whatever else, because certainly you see all those folks fishing as well.
Hey, Danny, I just tossed it out there, and what I'm hearing back is that, you know, folks like yourself aren't in favor of this, and it's okay with me.
Right.
It's okay. Look, I agree with the guy that said they should be assimilated into our culture. And, Danny, you know, living down there, you know that not all these guys come from Oxon Hill and Prince George's County. There are a lot of them that live there.
That's right.
And they are migrant workers, and they are temporary workers.
Yep.
And, you know, I get it.
They've been coming since the beginning of time on crabs, and prior to that, the old canneries. Produce, you know.
Sure, of course.
All that stuff. And the point being, I don't know how you stop it. I don't know the answer. I wish, you know, we sat there and tried to figure out how to do things. You can educate, you can put pictures up, and all that kind of stuff. You just got the mindset of, you know, hey, we're out here in the middle of nowhere, 100 miles from anywhere, and nobody's ever going to know. Little do they know that place gets checked almost daily, you know, around the clock. And it still happens.
So my question is, let's say these guys walked there from wherever they're living on the island or wherever it might be, okay?
Right.
Let's say that's what happened. And they're going to walk home with their, you know, oversized, undersized, over the limit type of thing, whatever it is.
Right.
Okay. So the question is, what happens when they're arrested and they've got to take a day off of work to go to court? What happens on the employer side, and what happens when you have to appear with these guys in court? Tell me that story.
Okay, I think I'm following you, but
okay, so they're working.
Yep.
And they're expected to be at work.
Yep. Just like if you got called for a drunk driving case,
you got to go to court. Okay. So what is their future once they're with their employer? Once they have to go to court and either get convicted or pay the fine or whatever it might be, do they lose their jobs? Do they go right back to work the next day? What?
I personally don't have any. I can't really speak to that because I don't know the total answer. I can tell you the other side of it. 99% of the time, they fail to appear for court.
Fail to appear. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So
what happens is it goes in the system.
Right.
Creates a clog because now they're the court date. And let's just say over this weekend, let's say 10 people send migrant workers to get caught for
right
undersized rockfish.
Right.
Well, court date. So here we are, and might as well say the 1st of June.
Right.
The court date's probably going to be July or August.
Right.
Time it goes through the process of the system, whatever. A lot of them may still be here. A lot of them, their visa may be up, and they're going back to Guatemala or wherever it was that they came from.
Right.
So now then, the court date comes, the judge calls a roll call, they fail to appear.
Right.
They got the 15-day grace period or whatever to get the fine in or request for a reschedule of a new trial date, which that comes and goes, doesn't happen. And now then a warrant's issued. So you've generated all that process, and now then there's a warrant in the file. Now then the officers have to, at some point in time, have to go out periodically unless, you know, somebody just happens to pick them up for some other, you know, hunting, fishing,
right,
whatever related charge. That warrant sitting in a file, and those files accumulate and at times, and it's, you know, here's your 10 files, go see if you can find these guys.
Right.
It, I mean, so it generates so much more. You know, there used to be, and I don't know currently because I'm out of that game, but it used to be if there was a citation issued over $500, or if any, you know, finable offense was over $500, you had to go take that person before the commissioner immediately.
Right.
So then made the choice as to, you know, hold for a...
See, this has always been my contention with the system here, and I've said this for years. We need a magistrate system like they have in Pennsylvania.
Right. You go pay your fine.
You arrest that guy, you take him before a magistrate. Over, done. Officer's time is future time spent sitting in a courtroom and all that stuff is over and done with. Even a department and even a natural resources magistrate system.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I think it's just...
It's been done a little bit in that, I mean, not like you're talking about as far as take them, go pay.
You're talking about the one day a month appearing before a judge that has DNR. Yeah, I get that. Yep. Yeah.
Which is a step in the right direction, but it doesn't solve the total problem because you end up clogging up the whole backlog process.
There have got to be enough retired jurists out there and attorneys and people who would qualify as a magistrate that would be familiar enough with natural resources law that if these two guys get arrested in Fishing Creek on a Wednesday night, that you call the magistrate shows up in his office, you take him down there, you tell him how much the fine is, they pay the fine, and off they go. They're out of the court system, they're out of that backlog system, they're out of that warrant system. It's all done, over with, and they've hopefully learned their lesson because they've had to come up with the money to get, you know, to get through the magistrate system.
And on the flip side of that, the lesson that is currently being learned is, hey. Stand there, you take it or whatever, 6 months from now, you're back wherever you're going to be. And it's
exactly,
you know?
So right.
Just like you learned how to bait the hook, you learned how to take care of that fish also.
Exactly. So, yep.
I'm with you on that.
All right. Very good, Danny. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. All right, man. You have a wonderful weekend. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, there you go. There's from a retired officer. yeah. Ah, good point. But again, I think my suggestion is a good one. I think my suggestion has merit. I've said it for 20 some years. We need a magistrate system when you're dealing with people who are arrested for wildlife violations. You know, rather than put off this in the heat of the moment. You know, in the heat of the moment, you get arrested for having a deer. You know, illegal deer, illegal turkey. You know, here's a guy in Garrett County charged with illegal turkey hunting after officers determined he exceeded the bag limit during the 2015 spring season last year and falsified his report on the state. David William Smearman admitted that he killed three turkeys and reported two of them under other names. Smearman was questioned after officers checking records noticed unusual entries to the Big Game Harvest report. So Smearman's appeared to appear in Garrett County District Court on June 16th, year-old violation, in charge of exceeding the seasonal bag limit. He could face, he'd be fined as much as $1,500. Mr. Smearman, we were checking the records, and we see that it looks like you've checked in three turkeys. Yes, sir, I did that. All right, sir, well, could you get in the car, please? We need to take a trip down here a couple miles to the magistrate and get this settled. No, arrest a guy. Now we got officers that have got to appear in court. They got to take time off for the scheduled court date. We got this guy's got to go show up in court if he shows. The whole deal, the whole process could be streamlined. Do you agree or disagree? 410 WCBM 680, 410 922 6680 is our phone number. And we'll be right back after these commercial messages. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Yeah, we got a little Lee Greenwood there, huh? So, all right. A couple of weeks ago, an officer on Deep Creek Lake arrested a Pennsylvania man for operating a boat while impaired by alcohol. Before I continue, let me just say that on this Memorial Day weekend, we know that alcohol is going to come into play in a lot of boating activities across the state. And NRP knows it. And I just want to caution you that the effects of alcohol when you're out on the boat bobbing up and down in the water, and you got the sun reflecting off the water and all that, the effects of alcohol are increased over what you might think would be normal. People tend to overindulge. And if you're just out there having fun and you're not a drinker and you're just enjoying your day, remember those people are out there on the water, just like on our highways. We've got drunk drivers out there as well, celebrating around the holidays. So just be careful out there. But anyway, this guy, Eric Michael Paul of Leechburg, was operating a pontoon boat as part of a bachelor's party and was having trouble returning to the boat ramp when he was spotted by officers. When they approached the boat, they saw empty beer cans on the deck and a garbage bag full of cans and empty plastic cups. Paul had bloodshot eyes, a flushed face, and smelled of alcohol. He could not pass several field sobriety tests and was taken to the local Maryland State Police barrack for a breathalyzer test. He registered .09 over the legal limit. He scheduled to appear in Garrett County District Court on August 3rd. He found he could be fined up to $1,000. And are sentenced to 1 year in jail. Most cases, the law wins, unless you're a temporary worker here and you've got to return to your country of origin and you know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You have time for one more phone call. How about it be you? Tell us what you think. I'm getting lots of emails in here from folks that are fishing and commenting on things, and it's all good, but we'd like to hear from you. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Let's get that final call in here. We'll wrap up this hour, and then we'll get ready for the start of the next hour. Just to let you know, we're going to give away a little stuffed animal, and it will be the mascot for Safe Boating. It's called... What's he called? What's his name? Well, let's see. Maybe I have to make up a question during the break, and we'll go from there. But you'll hear more about it, the mascot next week. But we're going to give away, in honor of Safe Boating Week, we'll give away one of these little stuffed dogs. I think it's Splash. I think it's Splash, the mascot for Safe Boating Week. A cute little dog wearing a life vest. And that's the key. That's the key. You know, just like Nancy Reagan's anti-drug program, Just Say No. Well, for boating safety, it's very simple. You got a life jacket, wear it. Wear it. You know, when I tell people, you know, when I give you my word and I say okay, I mean okay. And that's the end of it. But when it comes to saving your life, wear it are the two key words. And we've got an entire show coming up on boating safety and a lot of things you may or may not have known next week about boating safety and taking a boating course and things like that. Judy Brown from the NRP will be here the first hour next week, so be sure you tune in next week. And then second hour, Eric Zlokovich will be here to talk about summer fishing, kicking off summer fishing and some of the great things out there going on. But let's talk to Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, buddy. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. You know, concerning these poachers and these guys that do bad things like with the turkeys and the fishing and all, you know, you can find them. all you want, but those fines don't mean a damn thing to these guys, because they go right back out, they go back to work, they get that money back, and it's all over. If they started imposing some jail time on these people in addition to the fines, I think that might get their attention.
Well, I think you're right, but I think if you hit them hard enough in the pocketbook, you're going to get their attention. That's why we spearheaded the effort for the Maryland Poaching Restitution Act, so these guys could understand what the value to the state is,
right,
of the impact of their actions. If you steal a deer from Maryland, you're going to pay a replacement fee for that. That's why it's called a Restitution Act.
I got you.
Okay,
got you.
And yeah. And the bigger the buck, the more the fine.
Well,
and,
that's good too. That's,
yeah,
I would agree with that. That, but you know, if you're going to fine
and
them,
look, you know, you
this $500 business, hit them heavy.
Well, you can handle some people can handle a $500 fine,
right,
and think nothing of it, and especially,
exactly,
you know, here in Maryland. But when you start talking $2,000 to $5,000 for killing a deer,
right,
as a mandatory fine, and then if you kill a bigger deer, that poaching fine jumps to $5,000 to $10,000. And 80 hours of community service, that's 80 hours of your life that you're
right.
not going to be spending hunting.
Yeah, and I would agree with that, right? You know,
well, that's the law now.
Right. Well, that's good. Hit them heavy. If you're going to fine them, make the fine really burn them.
Exactly. You know? But don't charge them with 44 violations and then have the judge, you know, reduce the violations to 5 and fine them $1,000 and suspend $500. That's what happens a lot of times. We're trying to work against that. All right,
okay.
Mike, thanks for the call. Good,
yes,
one.
Sir. Talk to you later.
You got it, buddy.
Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. There goes Mike. Good point. All right. Well, it is Memorial Day weekend. Remember, folks, it's not about barbecues and having fun and, you know, getting together. It is about that. It's a holiday weekend. But remember, on Monday at 12:01 p.m. at high noon, take a moment, just a moment, and think about all those who have served and given you your freedom, preserved your freedom. Now get out, stay safe.